Almost every young man and young woman that goes to the Gulf War since the first Bush that's come back has come down with the Gulf War syndrome. Have anybody heard of the Gulf War syndrome? You know the number of young people that have died with this after they come back? Isn't that awful? But guess who made that? We did. The U.S. Army did it, and we inject that into every troop that goes to the Gulf War. Isn't that sad? That is really sad. We got a tape on that. A man that found that, he worked for the U.S. Army, and he found it. His daughter was over, and she had it, and he and his wife were both research analysts, and they worked for the U.S. Army, and when they found this little thing, like a stealth fighter hidden down in the white blood cell somewhere that was killing their daughter, they had never seen anything like it, and so they started checking to see where this thing come from. Has there ever been anything like this before? And lo and behold, on the research, they found out that it had been made and patented by the U.S. Army. And he worked for the U.S. Army, and she did too. And their daughter was in the U.S. Army, and she was injected with it and was killing her. So what are we doing? Killing our own people. Killing our own people. That's kind of awful, isn't it? Yeah, it's just like Agent Orange. That's right. You know, I was over there in Vietnam too, but let me tell you, the Lord made you and me a promise. If you obey me and do what I says, no plague shall come upon you. No sickness shall be able to touch you. Now, is that a good promise from the King? If we obey Him, what can touch us?
Nothing,
Jay. Nothing. That's a wonderful thing to know, isn't it? All we got to do is obey the King. We're going to talk about those this afternoon. And it says, and it came to pass that in process of time, after the end of 2 years, how long did he suffer with this?
2 years.
2 years. Is 2 years a long time when you're having fun? When you're enjoying life, can 2 years go by in such a hurry? But what if you're sick and afflicted and in pain and your bowels are trying to fall out? 2 years could be forever, couldn't it, young lady? It could be forever. It'd be kind of like holding your finger in a fire. 1 second is not very long. You know, in fact, I remember this. A teacher asked us this question when we were in school. She said, what is a minute? I was in the third grade. You know, a minute? I don't have any idea what she's talking about. She said, you know, time is relative to what you're doing. And this is probably the only thing I ever remember about the third grade. Time is relative to what you're doing. She said, if you were kissing your best girlfriend, 1 minute wouldn't be very long. Is that true? Ooh, 1 minute could go by. You get lost in that. You're just holding your wonderful girl and you're giving her a kiss, and 1 minute wouldn't mean no time at all, would it, brother? But she said, if you're holding your finger in a fire, 1 minute could be eternity, couldn't it, young lady? You know, if you ever touched a hot skillet or something, you didn't hold it on there for a minute, did you? I mean, all you did, touch it and you're away from that thing. Because that tenth of a second was too long, wasn't it? Well, see, that's the way it is. I can only imagine this guy suffering for 2 years because of his sin. Why didn't God just go ahead and kill him quick? He's going to make him suffer. He's going to pay for his sins. Teach him a lesson. And it came to pass that in the process of time, after the end of 2 years, his bowels fell out by reason of his sickness. So he died of sore disease, and his people made no burning for him like the burning of his fathers. Verse 20. 32 years old was he when he began to reign, and he reigned in Jerusalem 8 years and departed without being desired. So how old was he when he died? 40 years old. He was 32 when he started. He reigned 8 years. Hey, he didn't live very long, did he? When the Lord says under the Proverbs, he that is wicked shall die at half their age. He meant what he said, didn't he? So, now then, what if this man had been a good king? He could have been like David. He could have lived 70. You know, David only lived to be 70 years. So, and he departed without being desired. Howbeit, they buried him in the city of David, but not in the sepulchres of the kings. 32 years old, and then 8 years, 40 years old, and died at 40. Now, how many of you men that are under 40 would like to die when you're 40? How old are you, son?
I'll be 27.
27. How would you like to think that you only got 13 more years to go? No, you want to live to be about 100 or so, something like that, right? And you want to have good, healthy years to do it, don't you? So, How are you going to do that? Obey God. This boy's got the right answer. He got the right answer. Is that right? You know that too, don't you? We obey God. There ain't no problem. You live and be 100 years old. You walk with God in faith, and you don't have to have no sickness and disease. He promised He'd take it all away from you. Now, how wonderful would it be if at 27 you could live to be 100 and be healthy and still running and praising God and not had no days of sickness, never been to a hospital, never spent a dime for no kind of medication, and be 100. One day said, "You are wonderful, son. It's all over. I'm bringing you to the house." And and you're gone, and you're in the presence of the King. And then when he got home, he said, "Son, well done, faithful servant." Is that what we want to hear? Amen. That can be the way it can be for all of us. You know it? But you have to, just like he said, he had the right answer. You have to obey God. You know, he's not some old fuddy-duddy up there in the heavens, is he? He is right here in this room with us today.
Yeah. Amen.
He is right here watching over his word while we're talking about it. Now let's go to Psalms 41 verses 1 through 4 in the NLT. Psalms 41 verses 1 through 4. And let's read this. Oh, the joys of those who are kind to the poor. Do you want to have joy? You got to be kind to the poor. Oh, the joys of those who are kind to the poor. The Lord rescues them in times of trouble. So when you have a time of trouble, do you want to be rescued? And by the Lord? When you have a time of trouble, so what do you got to be to the poor? You got to be kind to the poor. You've got to be kind. You've got to help them out. That's right. The Lord protects them and keeps them alive. He gives them prosperity and rescues them from their enemies. Now, all of that happened because you were kind to the poor. Somebody said, "Well, I've never been kind to the poor." Well, maybe you should start. I mean, don't you think that would be the thing to do? You know, if you've never been kind to the poor, maybe you need to start now. You know, so somebody says, "Well, I ain't driving up down that street and I see one of them old bums standing on the side of the street down there. I ain't going to give him no money." Hey, do you want to be rescued in times of trouble? You think you're going to have trouble? Oh, yeah, there's going to be some. So when you pull up down there, say, "Lord, when I pull up this red light, that guy down there, should I give him any money?" Just like Dave and I. Dave and I the other day, we went over here to pick up some parts. And we started to leave, and he said, I said, "You know, you need that stainless steel stuff you're working on for that hydrogen project you're working on." I said, "Just about half a block down the street, there's a place that's got all kinds of scrap metal." I said, "Let's run down there and we'll see if we can find some." Well, it was raining, but okay. So we pulled down there, and of course, we found some, just what we wanted, and we got that, and I went in there, and I got tickled. Dave got out what he wanted, and he put it there on the scales, and the guy said, "That'll be $18. I jumped up. I said, "$18? That's too much." The guy said, "Okay, how about 12? I said, "Okay, that's better." And so they said, "Wow, see, well, I know how to save you money. I know what's that supposed to cost." And so the guy let us have it for 12. And so since Dave paid for the 12, we started out the truck, and it was an old guy. I mean, I say old. He wasn't probably near as old as I was. But he was dragging a little old cart full of junk and everything, and he walked up there, and it was raining, and he reached up, and he saw I was going to get in my pickup, so he reached up and opened the door and let me get in. So I got in, and when I closed the door, I said, "Thank you," and he held out his hand. And they said, "Oh, he wants some money." I said, "Yeah." I started to reach my billfold. They said, "I'll give him a dollar." So Dave reached over, and I rolled the window down and handed him a dollar. And I said, "Son, what are you going to do with that?" He said, "I'm going to buy whiskey with it." I said, "What you need to know is Jesus. He'll set you free from all this." And so we drove off. And Dave, and I'll never forget what he said. He said, "Thurman, that man has made the wrong choices in life." Do you know every one of us every day have a choice to make who we're going to serve? Whether we're going to live like that or whether we're going to live for God. Somewhere along the line, he made the major wrong choice. And now then he's dragging a little deal down and selling little pieces of scrap and stuff he can get. And what's he doing with it? Sleeping under a bridge and drinking whiskey. Doesn't that sound like a wonderful life? And guess what happens? If somebody don't come along and lead you to Christ, you get to die after all that and get to go to hell. He didn't have to be, did it? No, he didn't have to be. He made the wrong choice. Every day you and I have been given the option as human beings to make a choice to live either for God or to live for the devil. You know, that's just the way life is. But anyway, it says there, oh, the joys of those who are kind to the poor. So anyway,
First four verses, what was it? Yeah.
Yeah. The Lord nurses them when they are sick, and he eases their pain and discomfort. So if you do get sick, God will be nice to you and help you because you were good to the poor. Even though you sin and sickness and disease comes upon you, he's going to be easier on you. He's going to nurse you and take care of you because you were good to the poor. Then it says, O Lord, I prayed, have mercy on me, heal me, for I have sinned against you. See, I mean, the man is praying for healing. What did he ask the Lord to do? Forgive him of his sin. See, he's pretty smart. He knew this way back there 2,000, 3,000 years ago when the book of Psalms was written. So, and it's amazing how many people today that don't realize that, Lord, forgive me of my sin before we pray for your healing. We just don't know, do we? We're learning, aren't we? And so when we learn, when we realize what makes us sick, and it, let me ask this question. Has anybody here today, can you agree with me that at least I'm going to say, maybe I won't be dogmatic and say every sickness and disease, but that's what I've always said. If you're sick because of what the Word says, you got a sin in your life. Can you agree with that? Okay. So if you're sick and any kind of sin has come upon you, what should be the first thing you should do?
Repent.
Lord, I'm sorry. I have sinned against you. I ask you to forgive me. And what will he do when you ask him? He will forgive you. Now, for this group that's here, I tell this story often, especially with people that had miraculous things. But this precious, beautiful lady sitting right over here, Ida. Hold your hand up, Ida. Oh, she's going to hold both hands up. This precious, beautiful lady, she's got a great testimony. I'll just tell it in a short form. But Ida came down with breast cancer. And, of course, she came up. We got her to repent of her sins, and we prayed for her. Now, her and her husband, they were walking in faith with all they knew. They were doing the best they could. So I prayed for her, and after she repented of sin, I said, I guarantee you the Lord will heal you. Now, it's done.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.